You're now entering a very special part of Winkworth. This oak-dominated ancient woodland at the northern end of the Arboretum has remained largely unplanted with non-native trees. Ancient woodland is defined as an area that we know has been wooded since at least the year 1600. Prior to that date, areas were rarely planted, so we can be sure that for a very long time, this has been woodland. If you look up, you'll be able to see that the oaks provide a wonderful high canopy. In spring, before the mature oaks come into leaf, bluebells flourish beneath the bare branches, and in late April to early May, a carpet of bluebells can be seen growing across the woodland floor. It's estimated that an amazing half of the world's population of bluebells can be found in the UK. Our native species, Hyacinthoides nonscripta, can be identified by its dark shade, cream-coloured pollen and subtle sweet scent. A bluebell wood, as you'll find here, is one of Britain's most vulnerable habitats and home to hundreds of threatened species, including butterflies, flowering plants and invertebrates. Characteristic birds like nuthatches, tree creepers and great spotted woodpeckers are frequently seen and heard here. Generally, non-native trees or shrubs aren't planted in ancient woodland, but fox, not thinking in the same way as we do now with regard to biodiversity and native habitat, did introduce some non-native trees with some interesting results.
He had the idea of planting some Japanese acers as a lower or mid-story, which when I arrived here a few years ago, I was rather amazed to see, and I wasn't that keen on. But since then, I've referred to his planting here of Japanese acers as his glorious mistake. The leaves are generally a brilliant red and also an orange. And then they drop their leaves at different times onto the ground. And they remain there. And if the wind doesn't push them too far away, you just get this fantastic, brilliant red carpet, obviously on the ground, but then you've also got some more that then have the canopy still intact, so you've just got this fabulous red colour that just goes all the way through the woodland.
Take a few moments to appreciate the oaks here. Remember the slightly fissured bark that is green, pale grey and sometimes slightly pink, the lobed, smooth-edged leaves and thick, straight trunk.